Columbia Workshop presents...
He Should Have Stood an Elba.
Which is an original play for radio by Ralph Tolleris.
Finished polishing them shoes yet, Gunn?
Almost, King.
Well, make it snappy. Can't get back to New York looking like a tramp. Look at this, $10 suit. You'd think at least they could sweat out something with a drape for me. My clothes always used to have class.
Gee, King, you've been here 11 years. I bet it's going to feel good to be on the outside. What are you going to do, King?
Do? What do you think? Get the boys together and let them know I'm taking over again.
The boys?
What?
Most of your mob's in stir.
Yeah, there's still some left.
How do you know they let you just walked in?
Let me? Why, you've seen these mugs here in Atlanta crawl if I give them a dirty look, haven't you?
Yeah.
You think the others would stand in my way?
Yeah, I get you, King. They fall in line. Or else, huh?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of Napoleon?
Sure, who ain't?
I've been reading up on him in the library here. Him and we get a lot in common. They put him away, too, but he didn't stay put. He took it on the lam, showed up in France, and his boys come right back to him.
Look, King, as I hear it, Napoleon didn't end up so good. How do you know you won't end up like he did?
Because I'm smart, see? They licked Napoleon at his own game. Me, they got on a tax rap. Wasn't no bull that put me away. It was a certified public accountant.
What about this dame that was so crazy about you? You think she'll still be waiting for you?
You mean Josephine?
Joseph? That wasn't the name you gave me before.
No, you sap. Her name's Myrtle.
Oh.
Josephine was Napoleon's mouth. Only Myrtle is crazier about me.
How can you be so sure, King? See, ain't wrote to you in 5 years.
Well, she never was much for writing. But she's just waiting for the day I get out. I ain't worried about that any more than I am about my boys coming back to me. New York. Nice town you got here, bud.
Yeah, we like it.
I don't suppose you know who I am.
No, can't say I don't.
Well, you can go home and tell your kids you drove King Zilmer today.
Huh?
King Zilmer.
Oh.
You mean to tell me you never heard of King Zilmer?
Well, I'm an up these days. I can't hardly keep track of them.
What makes you think I'm from the government?
Just a guess. You're too old to be the new Dodger rookie from Montreal. Yeah, this is it. Joe's Bar and Grill. For 65 cents.
Yeah.
Thanks. If you're near the station again, look for me. I'll remember you the next time, Mr. Gilbert.
Dilma, Max. Dilma.
Like that. I never heard of making Dilma.
What'll it be?
Hello, Joe.
Mr. King.
Yeah, King Zilmer in the flesh. Happy days, you're here again.
When'd you get out, King?
Came here straight from the station. Call up the boys and get them up here, Joe. I'm taking off.
Not so loud.
Huh? Well, what's the matter? Ain't you got the cottage squared? Ain't everything in shape for me to take over?
What are you taking over, King?
The west side, naturally. Joe, it's going to be like old times. With old meetings on the second floor here, like in the old days.
No, King, it's no dice.
What do you mean?
You gotta count me out. The second floor's a restaurant. Any monkey shines and I lose my liquor license.
Liquor license?
Yeah.
Who's giving out licenses on my territory? I'll rub them out.
Yeah? Well, you can go ahead up to Albany and rub out the Alcoholic Beverages Commission, then. Alky's legal, King. You ain't licensing nobody these days.
You mean that repeal thing is really waking up?
Sure. Did you hear about it?
Sure, I heard about it. It don't seem right. Well, if Alky's out, what other angles you got, Joe?
Angles? Listen, King, I'm running a restaurant now. Respectable, see? I can't take no chances of losing my license.
Look, Joe, what kind of talk is this? You sound like you're throwing me out.
No, I ain't throwing you out, King. It's just that you can't stay here. It ain't safe for you.
That ain't no way to talk to the King, Joe. Why, if it was anybody else, I'd...
Yeah.
Huh? Well, suit yourself, Joe. I'll just have to cut you out of the sugar. You'll be begging to join up with me one of these days. But I ain't so sure I'll take you then.
Well, are you going, King?
Okay. At least you can let me know where Myrtle and the boys are.
I ain't seen Myrtle in 5 years. White is the only one of the boys I ever see. He lives up on 54th Street, 629 West. Now scram, will you?
Hello, Whitey.
King, what are you doing here?
I'm back, Whitey.
Yeah, I see, but what are you doing here?
I'm taking over. I want you in with me. Let me come in and I'll get down to brass tacks right away.
Oh, no, King.
I can't come in?
Yeah, you can come in.
Who is it, Whitey? Whitey, who's there?
Nobody you know, Madge.
Madge?
That's my wife. We've been married 4 years.
Well, ain't much of a jump you got here. Not like the old days when you and Slats Maroney shared that apartment at the Dick's wedding. That was class.
King, what do you want with me?
I got good news for you, Whitey. I've decided to make you my lieutenant. I didn't mind for a long time.
Whitey?
Oh.
Johnny went to bed.
Yeah, a little while, Madge. Now, listen, King.
Now, don't thank me. You deserve it.
Them days are over.
Over? Not for the King. All I need is an angle. Why, you'll have an apartment twice the size of the one at the Dick's with the more women.
What do you want to do? Put me in a doghouse?
Listen, you know me. I got brains. All you got to do is stick with me, Whitey.
Well, I ain't sticking with you, King. I'm a married man. I got a wife and
well,
a kid.
That's all right with me, Whitey. I think every mob should have a couple of family men, you know, sort of a settling influence.
Well, I got a job, King, and I ain't going to give it up.
I always figured you for a smart guy, Whitey. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll make Spike Harris my lieutenant.
Oh, Spike Harris, huh?
Sure, he was begging me for the chance this afternoon, but I says no. Whitey Case is the man, but...
Spike Harris, huh? Hey, you go ahead and make him your lieutenant. You know, he's a trigger man now.
Yeah, I heard about that. Spike won't hold out nothing on me. He'll swing his whole mob over to me if I give him the word. Say, what was the name of the mob he's in again?
The United States Army. Spike was number 158 in the draft.
And Mr. Martin will see you now, Mr. Dilmer. Right this way.
Well, Slugger. I mean, Mr. Martin.
King Dilmer of all people.
Well...
When did you get into town?
Day before yesterday. Found you in the phone book.
Well, I'm glad you dropped in. Sit down.
Ah, thanks.
Have a cigar.
Thanks.
Here, let me light it for you. There we are. Well, now tell me, what's on your mind, King?
Well, nothing in particular. You've done pretty well for yourself, haven't you?
Well, yes. I gotta admit I have. Chairman of the Executive Council of the Clam Diggers and Oyster Shellers Union, local number 607.
Getting plenty of publicity, too.
Why, last week I got 2 full columns by Westbrook Pegler. He likes me.
Yeah?
Yeah. But what about you? From all reports I got, you sure had the boys in the pen of healing.
Ah, you know me. But... Now, let's get on to business.
Yes.
I was just thinking.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking...
Yeah?
Well, now that I'm back, I'm taking over. And, well, I'd like to have you back in with me.
Me? Back with you?
Sure thing. Nobody can say the King don't know a good man. With you as my lieutenant, we'll go places again on the west side.
Me, your lieutenant, eh? What for?
I'll let you in on a little scheme of mine. I'm thinking of pushing my territory all the way up to 225th Street. And that's where you fit in. You're in complete charge from 145th up. How's that strike?
No, King, I couldn't.
Huh?
What about the responsibility I got here? I got to take care of these union guys.
Oh, don't let it worry you. I'll take over here, too.
Oh, you will? Why should I let you take over here?
Well, I got what it takes to put this thing across, eh?
No. Listen, King, stop knocking yourself out. I'm not letting you take over here. But I'll tell you what I can do for you.
What?
I'll let you have a card in the Clam Diggers and Oyster Shellers Union Local 607, and I'll waive the $200 membership fee. Then all you have to pay is the usual $2 a week plus assessment.
I wouldn't be interested.
I didn't think you would. Well, King, it's been nice seeing you. The girl will show you the way out.
Listen, Martin, don't give me no brush off. I come in here to give you a big chance. If you're too bullheaded to see it,
well...
Say, what's gotten into all you guys? I come back after 11 years and I'm left all alone.
King, any other time I'd be glad to buy you a bucket of beer to ball into, but I gotta hurry. I gotta make a speech on organizing the Oyster for National Defense. Hand me my coat, will you, King?
So, a whole bunch of you gone short. Well, not me. I'll show you all up. I'll get me a new mob.
What are you gonna do, put an ad in the Times? King, the old days are gone.
Not for the King, they ain't. And I kind of like your setup here, Slugger. I think you're going to have to play ball with me.
What do you mean?
Just this. You got yourself an office here at 57th and Amsterdam. You're on the west side, my territory, get it?
King, I hate to see you wreck a perfectly good hat talking through it. Now, you get out of here before I get mad.
In the park at night.
Say, what kind of a town is this getting to be? Guy can't even get the air without some flatfoot.
No, it's none of your lip, I'll be taking. After all, it's you I'm protecting as well as the next fella. Move along now like a good citizen. Good night.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, you. Put up your hand. This is a stick-up.
And we both got guns. Reach. Hiya.
You ain't gonna get much here, boys.
We'll take what you got.
Listen, you kids, you're on the wrong track.
That's none of your business.
Why don't you kids get wise to yourself? This ain't the business for you.
What do you mean?
This ain't no racket for smart punks.
Hey, who are you calling a punk?
Look, if you'll listen for a minute, boys, I got a little proposition I think you'll like.
What is this? Come on, Steve, let's get the dough and scram.
Hold on, Blackie. Let's see what he has to say. But keep those mitts up, mister. We ain't taking no chances.
You boys know who I am. Did you ever hear of King Dilma?
King Dilma? Are you the King Dilma of the old West Side Wharf Rat?
Nobody else but. Now, can I take my hands down?
Sure.
Hey, what's the idea of telling him he could put his hands down?
Keep quiet, Blackie. This is King Dilma.
Yeah, I got ears, too. But who's he?
Hey, my cousin used to be in your mob, King. Do you remember him? Mangler Flugenthal?
Name don't sound very familiar.
Tell the truth, he wasn't with you long. You found him out of the Jersey City dusted for more training.
That's so. How's he doing?
Oh, swell. He's a trustee now. I'll have to write him I met you.
Look, boys, do you mind putting them guns away? They make me nervous, and that copper might come back here any minute now.
Look here, Steve, what kind of a stick-up is this anyway?
It ain't good. You kids ain't had much experience, have you?
No, we ain't. This is our first job.
Well, you boys don't know how lucky you are to meet up with the King. How'd you boys like to work for me? Big league stuff. None of these nickel-and-dime stick-ups and less chance of winding up in jail if you pay your taxes.
Sounds good to me. What do you say, Blackie?
I don't know. I ain't got no head for business.
I'll take care of the business angle. All you kids have to be is tough. Are you kids tough?
Tough? I'll say we're tough. Down on my block, they hop when I open my mouth.
Hop? Listen, they don't come any tougher than me. Hey, Steve, you remember last month when I hit that
wall? Sure, but that don't compare to the time when I...
Okay, you kids are tough. I think you're going to do all right. Look, that cop's coming back. Here's our first setup. Meet me tomorrow. Our first job is going to be a big one.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Sister, I don't think I need any help right now. We'll go right in ourselves. Come on in, boys. In here.
Wait. You can't go in and see Mr. Martin without an appointment.
That's what you think, sister.
Hello, Martin. Pleasure to be seeing you again.
King, what are you doing here?
Who are those?
These boys are my torpedoes, Martin.
All right, men, trot out the artillery.
Say, what is this? What are you up to, King?
I tried to tell you yesterday, Martin, but you wouldn't listen. You're in my territory, Martin, and I'm taking over. Now, fold your hands on the desk, peaceful-like, and maybe we can have a little talk.
I don't think we have anything to talk about,
Martin,
King.
Be smart. I gotta finish fast because I gotta go see about curing my boys. They got spasms. You know, twitchy trigger fingers.
Let's hear what you got to say.
From now on, I'm in charge here. First off, I'm gonna need dough. I want it to start coming in right away.
Where do you expect me to get it?
Every oyster or clam dug by a union man, I get a cent, beginning now.
That's impossible.
Not to me, it ain't. Here's another thing. Every restaurant that says oysters or clams pays me $10 a month or else.
King, you can't do that.
What do you mean I can't? The trouble with you, Martin, is that you ain't got no imagination. And there's one more thing. Any pearls that anybody finds belongs to me. I'll have a new necklace for Josephine twice a week.
Josephine?
I'm talking about Myrtle, my old ma.
Well, what's she got to do with Josephine?
You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand. Let's get back to business. Now, Slugger, if you're ready, let's get our agreement down on paper. Blackie, push that buzzer on the side of his desk. Keep him covered.
Yes, Mr. Martin.
Never mind him. I'm your new boss here.
Done.
They ain't knitting needles. You're looking at a couple of tough customers. Right, Blackie?
Right, Steve.
Steve? Say, aren't you Steve Roberts who lives on Avenue A?
So what if I am? So what?
So you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why, the whole neighborhood knows about you and how you're no good. And now you're a gunman. Or you'll break your mother's heart if she ever finds out.
Keep quiet, girlie. Little Mom should be seen and shut up.
Say, if you wasn't a woman, I'd
sure
hook you,
you
right...
Sure you would. You're bad and you're a coward. Always picking on somebody littler than you are. Oh, I know all about you, all right.
What are you giving me? This ain't a hole-up. This is business. Ask him.
I don't care what it is. Just wait till your pa hears about this.
You wouldn't tell him, would you?
I don't know why not.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, gosh. I ain't doing you nothing.
And who are you?
You mean me?
That's
Blackie.
Well, I don't know who you are, but you both ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I wasn't so crazy about this idea in a fight, Pa. Look, you wouldn't tell my Pa, would you?
Well, just hand over those guns and get out of here, and I won't say anything more.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here's my gun. Here's mine. Don't tell my Pa, will you?
Hey, hold on here.
As for you, you fagin. Oh, dear, I'm so upset I'll never finish typing those letters. Now, you kids, get out of here. I'm putting these guns in my desk, Mr. Martin.
Well, Dilmer, what happened to your mob?
Well, now listen, Slugger. I was only kidding, honest.
Sure, you was only kidding.
I just thought, well, you know, if I put on a big act, you might remember the good old days and join up with me.
If you was only kidding, Dilmer, I can't understand your joke. And what's more, I don't like them.
It ain't like the old days. Nobody understands me anymore. I could only locate Myrtle. Myrtle'd understand. There's a dame that's anxious.
Myrtle? Why, Myrtle's living in the Hotel Vincent on East 58th Street.
That Richie joint?
Yeah.
Say, where would she be getting the dough to live there?
Rest your mind easy, King. Myrtle made a wad of dough with a book she wrote a couple of years back.
Myrtle wrote a book or read a book?
Wrote one. And it was made quite a fuss over, too.
But how could she?
She did. And now, King, if you want to talk literary, hop over to the public library. But if you ever show your face in here again, you're going out in a wicker basket. You understand?
Guess there ain't no such thing as loyalty these days. Napoleon knew he was going to walk into something like this when he come back to take over. He would have stood in Alba. Not all you can say. It's a surprise. It's been 11 years, Michael. Aren't you glad to see me?
Well, of course, King. I'm always glad to see my old friend.
Always glad to see your old friend.
Well, sure. Won't you sit down?
Michael, why didn't you write me since 5 years ago?
Well, King, I was busy. I was writing a book.
Yeah, I heard.
It sold 100,000 copies. That was before they made it a movie. Here's a copy, King. I'll autograph it for you.
Well, thanks. I was a gangster's mob. Michael, is this about us?
Well, yeah. Would you like to read the reviews?
No. Listen, Michael, ain't we... Didn't you say...
What, King?
Well, I didn't expect anything like this. You said you'd wait.
Well, that's right. I did.
Well?
King, remember when I told you you was the greatest guy in the world?
My jaw, Michael. Gosh, for a minute I was afraid you'd forgot.
Well, I was writing this book.
Oh, of course, Michael. I don't mind you not writing letters.
You know, King, when you start writing, you begin thinking.
Sure, I know, honey.
Well, when I was writing about you, I did a lot of thinking about you.
As long as you didn't forget me, baby.
And when I got to page 227, King, it came to me like a flash.
Yeah? What then?
That I was wrong when I told you you was the greatest guy in the world. Between us, King, you really ain't so much.
Michael!
Now, don't get me wrong, King. There was times like the day when they took you away, when you shook. All right, you got me now. But when I'm out, I'll show you I'm still the king. Oh, that was real noble.
You still remember that day, Michael?
I should say I do. It was the best chapter in my book.
Well, I'm glad there's something.
Oh, and that ain't all. Angel Face Joe told me when he got out 2 years ago that you had the whole place organized like a clock. It ain't everybody that could do that.
Well, if I say so myself, I had it plenty under control.
Why don't you tell me how you did it, King? I'd like to hear all about it.
You mean you're still interested in something about me?
Well, sure I'm still interested in you. By the way, King, did I tell you I'm writing another book?
Hello, Dilma. What's on your mind?
Oh, just checking up on how I stand.
How you stand?
Yeah. I want to know what the federal attorney got on me that'll put me back in the brig at Atlanta.
Why, nothing.
Don't tell me you got nothing on me. Are you sure?
Positive. I have your file right here. I must say this is the most peculiar...
Could you look it up again? You know, I've been consorting with known criminals.
Hmm? Well, that's no concern of mine. You've served your term. You're not on parole. You're free to associate with whomever you please.
Oh. Then you've got nothing on me.
No, we've got nothing on you.
Say, you were the guy who put me away 11 years ago, weren't you?
Yes, I prosecuted the case.
You remember what I was sent up for, don't you?
Well, of course. Non-payment of taxes.
Taxes are going to be higher next year than they were 11 years ago, ain't they?
They certainly are.
Well, I don't intend to pay my taxes next year either. You want to make something out of it?
You have just heard the Columbia Workshop production of
He Should Have Stood in Elba,
written by Ralph Tolleris as part of his work at the NYU Radio Workshop. Special music was composed and conducted by Van Cleve. Joe Gratz directed. Heard in the part of King Dilmer was Ted DiCorsia. And others in the cast included Jack McBride, Carl Eastman, Sandy Strauss, Ed Latimer, Mitzi Gould, Jimmy McCallion, Jackson Beck, Ann Thomas, and Joe Julian. Next week, the Columbia Workshop will present, in honor of the opening of America's greatest annual sports festival, the baseball season, an original radio play by Louis J. Hazen, entitled Play Ball.
Hitler's lies are Nazi spies on the home front. Destroy them.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.